Please turn with me to the book of Re'elei Shemot. Re'elei Shemot. That's the book of Exodus. We're going to study about the ransom money, the atonement. And as we read it in the Old Testament, it is Exodus 30, 11 through 16. As we read it in the Old Testament, I want to go also to the New Testament. In 1 John, the second chapter, if I can find it in this Bible. This is a newer Bible to me. It's got large print because my eyesight has so deteriorated in the last 2 years. I'm going to go here and read in 1 John 2 first before we go back to there, because the Old Testament makes a statement. The New Testament tells you what it means. Simple as that. The Old Testament makes a statement. We have all the offerings. We have all of the laws in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, it tells us what they really mean. And I want to read this to you right now. My little children. I could read this to you in Greek, but matter of fact, I might do that. First John 2. I find it over here quickly. Yeah, there it is. This is a joke. I want to show this to you out there. That is my Greek in leisure. You can hardly read the words on it, but all the notes and writings that I've done on it for all of these years. Brother Phil Neighbors there at Valley Baptist Church, Dr. Phil Neighbors, actually, he wanted a copy of this Bible. He would take it, and he said, "That's a living commentary." He said, "Let me borrow your Bible. I got to go preach over that. Let me go borrow your Bible." And I'd let him go borrow my Bible, and he'd make it there and make copies of it. Let me read this to you. It's very beautiful in Greek and in English even, but you lose some of it. It says, and it's a little different in Greek. I'm going to read you the translation of it. "And what kept on being from the beginning, our case." That's, again, like John 1 and 1. He uses that word, our case. That means forward back as you can get. It's like Rosh in Hebrew, like 912 in your analytical Greek lexicon, right? This ground driver in Briggs. "The beginning and what we have heard, what we have seen with the eyes of us, the ophthalmos, belonging to us, and we beheld as on a stage, and the hands of us touched concerning the word of life." We actually touched Jesus. We held him, we touched him, we prayed with him. Our hands touched Jesus. And he is the word of life. He is, the word there is ho logos. Ho logos. Here it is in the genitive, tu logu, but the ho logos is the ha davar, the Hashem of the Old Testament. The ha davar, that means the word. Every time they came to the word Jehovah, which we don't know how to say, they would say Hashem or ha davar. And so John in the New Testament with the Hebraism, and this is the Hebraism here, he said ha davar, but it is ho logos. Or here, in this case, to logu. Case the waste. The life, the living. We touch the living one. And the life was manifested, was made easily seen, ephanerothe, and we have seen Yerachamim. We have seen the proof. That's what it means there. We have seen the proof. And we bear witness, martyrmen. We bear witness and we announce apongaloman, that word apongalia, that's the gospel. We announce, we preach the gospel to you, the life, the eternal gospel, which kept on being with the Father and was manifested to us, if we have seen and we have heard, we announce to you in order that ye may have fellowship, have things in common with us. Now let's go to the second chapter, verse 1 and 2. John gives us a description of what he's going to write. And then in the second chapter, it explodes with the beauty of salvation. Technia, my little children, the little children of me, these things I write, grapho himen ehene me hamartete. These things I write to you in order that not you may sin, and if anyone, he may sin, hamarte, he may sin, we have a parakleton. That means someone that walks beside us. Sharon, I know you've heard in the past the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit that follows along with us. And Jesus is empowering the Holy Spirit to do this. Paracleton, the advocate we have, he is our lawyer toward the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, and he, helosmos. He is our kafar in Hebrew. Helosmos, helosterion. He is our propitiation. He is our atonement. He is concerning the sins of us. Not concerning ours only, but concerning the entire cosmos. Jesus Christ died for every man's sins, and Jesus Christ died to redeem the whole cosmos, the whole world, the whole universe, back to himself. A beautiful, beautiful story of redemption. And this redemption money in the Old Testament talks about that. Now let's go to the Hebrew and look at this redemption money. The redemption money that's talking about in the Amplified Bible, in verse number 11, the 30th chapter. Then the Lord said to Moses, when you take the census of the Israelites, each one shall give a ransom for himself to the Lord when you count them, so that no plague will come upon them when you number them. And this Romans 8, 1 through 4, again in the New Testament, he goes and explains this. Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans chapter 8. If I ever get there. Romans, the 8th chapter. Therefore, there is now no condemnation, no guilty verdict, no punishment for those who are in Christ Jesus, who believe in him as a personal Lord and Savior. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has set you free from the law of sin and of death. Jesus now is our ransom money. For what the law could not do, that is to overcome sin and remove its penalty and its power, being weakened by the flesh, man's nature, and without the Holy Spirit, God did. He sent forth his Son in the likeness of sinful man as an offering for sin, and he condemned sin in the flesh and subdued it, overcame it in the person of his own Son, so that the righteous and just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not live our lives in the ways of the flesh, guided by worldliness and our sinful nature, but live our lives in the ways of the Spirit and guided by His power. That's beautiful. This little few verses in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, it tells us what it really means. We are condemned. Our hearts condemn us. But Jesus Christ saves us. That is what everyone who is counted shall give as he joins those already counted, half a shekel. According to the sanctuary shekel, the shekel is 20 gerahs, a half shekel as a contribution to the Lord. Everyone who is counted from 20 years and older, as he joins those already counted, shall give this contribution to the Lord. And in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19 and Matthew 10:24, the New Testament explodes with the meaning of the Old Testament. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than a half shekel. When you give this contribution to the Lord to make atonement for yourselves, Jesus Christ makes that atonement today. What the law cannot do, He did. You shall take the atonement money from the Israelites and use it exclusively for the service of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, so that it may be a memorial for the Israelites before the Lord and make atonement for yourselves. And today we take the Lord's Supper, we take the bread, and we break it for His broken body, and we take the wine or the Gemeente Saison Plu, the grape juice, and we drink it remembering His blood. Now, as we read these little verses in Hebrew, know what they mean. Y'adabar, Hadabar, El Moshe, Lemor. Y'adabar. And He spoke. That's the third person masculine, T.L. Wow, consecutive and perfect. Page 180 in Brown, Broderick, Biggs, and 210 in Kohler and Bumgardner. It comes from Dabar. Jehovah, Ha-Dabar, or Hashem. I don't know how to say that name, but I consult my ignorance. I console myself with my ignorance because nobody else does either. They say Yahweh, they say everything else. The closest thing to it is Yeh-Yeh. But we don't know. That's not what it really is. It comes from the word Hayah, page 224 and 243, which means to become. The one who shall become. And then El, this is a little preposition, page 39 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Unto, or to Moshe. And Jehovah said to Moshe, who appeared to Moses? Jehovah. Who appeared to Adam? Jehovah. Who appeared to Jacob? Jehovah. Who did Jacob wrestle with? He wrestled with Jehovah. El Moshe. Now, Moses means to draw out or rescue, page 625. It means abandoned in old Hebrew etymology. To be left behind. But this one rescues. Moses is a type of Jesus because he rescues us from the penalty of sin. Lemor. And Lemor means to say, Cal Infinitive Contract, page 55 and 65, it comes from Amer in Hebrew. Verse number 12 now. Is this meaning something to you tonight? This is good stuff, isn't it? Ki desa et rosh b'nei Yisrael le kadahim winatenu, that is, Yish, Kafar, Nafsho, La, Dabar. La there in front of it is a preposition there, and the word Dabar there, that's He, that's Jehovah. Bekadav, Beth God, Otham, Wilo, Yeye. There's where that root form is there, Yeye. Bahem, Negev, Bif God, Otham. He, because, or when. 4:71-3, that's a conjunction of time. When you shall be lifting up, second person mind of singular cal and perfect, when you shall keep on lifting up et the head, the rosh, the heads of the family, the boys, the heads of the sons, b'nai, rosh b'nai. Head, that word head there is, it's 910 to 912 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. And then the word son means what? According to a pattern. B'nai, according to a pattern. The sons, a son is according to the pattern of the father. He's got two legs and two hands, two feet, two eyeballs, etc., etc., okay? According to a pattern. Now, when God took woman out of man, he made her according to the pattern a man. In other words, she was a human being. She wasn't a goat or something. She was a human being. Yisrael is the covenant name that God gave Jacob. It means one who wrestles with God. Yisrael. Page 975. Lef ka dehim. That is, and having counted them, masculine plural, cal, participle, perfect, suffix, third person, masculine plural, 823 to, and 925 in the corresponding lexicons. Then we have, when I have them, and they shall have given, It takes for an absolute fact that if they don't give, they die. If they didn't give this ransom money, they die. We don't have to give this ransom money today because Jesus paid for it. And they shall have given, third person construct plural, cal, wow, consecutive, perfect. Page 678 and 733. And it comes from Natan in Hebrew. And then Aish. Aish here means each man. Page 23 in Davidson. Each and everyone, each and every man, Ish. Remember Ish and Ishah. Ish is man, Ishah is woman. Kafar. Now they're not going to kill the woman now if they don't give her ransom. Not going to kill the women. Women, you're out, see. But in all reality in the New Testament, you have an atonement too with Jesus Christ. And the word kafar, that's helosmos in the Greek. The helosmos, the covering. A ransom, a covering, an atonement. Nafsha, that comes from nefesh. A covering and a ransom for his soul. Soul, that means life. The soul, you have soul, spirit, and body. And that makes up you. But the soul is where you live and how you think and how you dream and all that. The life is what gives you the spirit is what gives you life, and of course, the body is where you live for this time. To Jehovah, li ha-davar. Or to the name again, to Jehovah. Jehovah's 2:18 and 19. It comes from Hayah again. 2:24 and 2:43 in Kohler and Baumgartner. Beth God, to visit or to attend. That's Cal Infinity Construct. To visit them, Otham, that is basically a pronoun, third-person pronoun. And also it's got the sign of a direct, actually it's a sign of direct object with a third-person pronoun suffix. See the word et there? Etham. And you change the it, that little dit over there, over the top of the alif, that gives it an O sound. Otham. But it's actually a preposition, page 84, but it's got a third person masculine plural suffix on it. And then we have Wilo. Wilo. We there on the front of it is a conjunction. The Hebrew language is like shorthand, Marilyn. You knew shorthand very well. we low. And conjunction, page 253, and then we have an adverb of negation, low. We low, and not, he shall keep on becoming. And not, he shall keep on becoming, third person masculine, singular, cal, imperfect. He shall becoming among them, that baham, that's a preposition with a suffix. Baham. Now it's a va sound there instead of a ba sound because it's a soft b. It's a vet, a va in Hebrew, bahem. Third person masculine plural suffix on it, and then negeth. Among them a strike or a blow, a plague. Page 620. To visit, bef God. To visit is cal infinitive conflict. That means attend, or to visit them. Otham, again, you have the sign of the direct object with a third person masculine plural suffix on. Verse number 13 now. Zeh, yatanu, kal, ha'avar, al, ha'tikadim, mak-chashit, ba-shigal, Hashigal, Bishigal, Hagadesh, Ishrim, Gera, Hashigel, Mahatseth, Terumah, Lehavavar. Now let's go back and read that again. Remember, God is revealing in the New Testament what all this means. We were condemned in the Old Testament. But it says in Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that He might redeem us that are under the curse of the law. And this is a curse here, people. You didn't pay your ransom money, you died. God struck them dead. They. That's a little demonstrative pronoun, page 260. This, or them. They shall keep on giving. Third person masculine plural, cal imperfect. Comes from Natan again. Nathan, the name Nathan comes from this root here. Nathan. That means giving one or a gift. And then call is all, page 481. And then ha-ovar, it means an all passing over. Masculine singular cal participle. 716 and 778 comes from am. That is the root of this word. And then all there is a preposition, it means upon. Epi in the Greek is epi, page 153 and 54 in Greek, is like this one here, page 752, Brown, Driver, and Briggs. All and epi are the same thing, upon. And then we have ha pagadim. The ones having been counted. Masculine plural cal, perfect participle, 823 and 954, and that comes kafek, fakad. That's where it comes from. Fakad is the root. And then we have the word mi chahetzes, and that means one half. One half, page 346. One half, hashikel. Hashikel is a shekel. One half a shekel. The word shekel. Ha on the front of that, page 206, the word shekel there, 1053. And then it says, ba shekel, by a shekel, or in a shekel. That little preposition on the front of it, page 88. And then the word shekel, 1053 again. And the holy place, the hakadesh. The hakadesh, the holy place. The ha, definite article on the front of that, page 206. And then we have the word kadesh. Ha-kadesh, that means a separate place, the separated place, 872, that's where God dwells. And then we have the word Ashtarim, which means 20, that's a numeral, page 797. And then we have Gera, Gera's being, that's a page 173, and that is a coinage. Then Ha-shekel, the shekel, gera's being the shekel half. Gera means a half a shekel. That's like a 50-cent piece. or whatever in English, except there's a lot of money. Shekel was, I believe, a day's wages. Terumah, as an offering, 929, as an offering, as a, what we might call an atonement to Jehovah, Li HaDabar or Li HaShem. Again, Jehovah comes from the word Hayah, and it means he who shall become. John 1:14 says, Kaiho Logos Sarx again, so, and the Word, or the Jehovah flesh he became and dwelt among us, will get all the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. 30 and verse 14 now, we're almost to the end. Kal ha'avar al ha'tigadim miben esrem shana wa ma'ila yaten turma. And then we have the word Jehovah again, ha'avar Hashem. And everyone, call, it means all, page 481. Call, it means all. Pas, in Hebrew or in Greek, pas means all. All passing. Masculine, singular, cal, participle, 716, 778, and that comes from Aved. Then we have the word all. That means preposition over again, page 153 and 4, is epi in the New Testament. And this one here is all, page 752. Page 51 and 2, actually. And then, those having visited, or those having attended, or those having counted, masculine, plural, cal, perfect, participle, 823 and 955, the page numbers. The cod is what it comes from, the root of that. Mipan. From the son, we have a preposition in front of it, page 580. Men, or meh. Ma, ma, na, means what is it? Also, ma. From son, miban. From son, 20. Esrim, 20, a numeral, 797. And then shana. Shana means a complete cycle. That means years. Page 1040. Wa mi ilah, and from above, he shall keep on giving. Yaten, he shall keep on giving. Third person masculine singular, cal imperfect. That come again from Natan, 678 and 733. And then the word terma, that means an offering. That means an atonement. That means a price. The price that Jehovah demands. Jehovah paid the price. Everyone here in the Old Testament that believed, that obeyed, in the New Testament, the atonement was made, and they get to go to heaven now. They get to go to heaven because Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. The Ha-Dvar there, the one who shall become. Verse number 15. Ha-Hashir Lo Yarbeh, we hadal, lo, yamit, mem mahatsi, mem mahatsi, ha, shago, litha, et, teramah, hadavar again, li kafer, al, Na fi tekem. Ha ashim. Ha asher. And the rich, not. The rich there, page 799, the one that's overflowing, the one that has more than enough. Not. Here we have an adverb indication, page 518 there, that word low. Then we are bay. The rich, not. He shall keep on giving. Are making many more. He'll not give more. He shall not keep on giving more. Third person masculine singular, hefel, imperfect. In the New Testament today we live, the rich man has to come to God just exactly like the poor man. There is no difference to God. You're all one. I don't care if you're black, white, red, or yellow, or green, or whatever color you are. You're all the same. And then we have a we ha the all. And the poor. That's a conjunction on front of that we 253. And then ha, the definite article. There's a triple compound word here. We and ha the and then poor. 4195. Not, again, a little adverb with negation. Page 518. Not yamit. Not he shall give less. Or keep on making small, is what it literally says in Hebrew. Third person master saying they're hithel imperfect. Miat is what it comes from. And then at mima hitzit, and then half again. Half a shekel, ha sha shekel, ha sha shekel. That's shin there. Now modern Hebrew doesn't make any difference from the scene of shin and a shin and between the SH and the S sound. The shin is the same. Sin and shin is the same. But in the Hebrew, the biblical Hebrew, it's hash shigal. And that word shin there, that has a doggish in the middle of it, and that doubles that S. It's S. Hash shigal. Kya shigal. A shekel. The shekel, actually. The shekel. Li. Thought to give. Now that lament on the front of that makes this here an infinitive. To give. Cal infinitive contract 678 and 733. And then we have the word eth. Eth is assigned to the direct object, kind of like the word ace in the New Testament. Extension and limitation of the thought of verbal action, page 119 in the New Testament. And here it's page 84. It's assigned to the direct object. It is not translated, but you know the action. And a teramah, an offering, an atonement. Hashem or Halavar to Jehovah. Li Kapir, the atonement. That word is losmos in the New Testament. It's a PL infinitive construct, the atonement. That means the word the atonement there means with force and action and power. The atonement. 497, 493. Comes from kafar, to cover. Ael, upon, page 153 and 4, in Epi in the New Testament, and then Ael here in the Old Testament, page 752. Your souls, na fish hikem. The souls belonging to you, page 660. Everything that God created has a soul. Every animal has a soul. Every animal is triune. And some of you don't believe that, but it is. You look in the Hebrew, if you know how, and you're going to find out that every animal has a nefesh, a soul. Every animal has a ruah, spirit. And every animal has a basar, a body, flesh. Wila kita, et kaseth, ha ki purim, mieth, b'nei, Yisrael, we natata, Otham, Al, Avdoth, Ohel, Moed, Wihaya, Levini, Israel. Nizik, Karon, Lifne, Hashem again, or Halavar, Likafar, Al, Nah, Shikatem, that's a long verse. And you shall have taken. Second person masculine senior Kalawau consecutive perfect. Page 552 and 534. The word taken there. That comes from Likach. Likach. Now in Hebrew, the modern Hebrews, the cheth and the hey, they don't make any difference in the pronunciation. But the cheth there is what we have here. The end of that root. That is a CH sound, not a H sound. Lila. We lock cheta. And you shall have taken et. That means something powerful is going there. Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action in ace in the New Testament. And then silver. The word kaseth means silver. Silver or money. Page 494. And then word there, we have the word ha keparim. Ha there is a definite article. And then atonements. Atonements. Page 498, that comes from kafar, to cover. Miet, and then from, the sign of the direct object, we're just going to translate it from. Bnei, sons, according to a pattern. Remember, that's what sons mean. Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, that's the covenant name that God named to Jacob. Israel 975, man who wrestles with God. And you shall have given. We na thata. You shall have given second person masculine singular cow while consecutive perfect. 678 and 733. Again, that comes from Latam. And then Opham have the sign of direct object with a suffix. Him, third person masculine singular. And then El again, preposition upon. Upon the service, the avodah. The service, the labor. The labor of the tabernacle of meeting, the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle of meeting, the assembly. Now, in the New Testament, that tabernacle is the type of the church in the New Testament. It's a place of meeting, it's the assembly. A church is not a building, a church is the assembly of people in it that are covenanted together to carry out the gospel and to watch over one another. Moed, assembly, synagogo. Means a place of assembly. Alright, the place of assembly. We hayah, and he shall have become. Third person master singular cow, well, consecutive, perfect. 224 and 243 come from hayah again. Levene. Levene here. Now the word bath in there, bath there is a V sound. It's not a hard sound. It's levene. It's not Levene, it's Levene. Modern Hebrew doesn't say that. For the sons, page 120, according to a pattern. For preposition 515, and then Yisrael, to wrestle with El, God. The last part of the verse, Le Zikaron. The remembrance, the place of memorial. Today, that's the Lord's Supper. We remember. A place as a memorial or a remembrance, page 272, and it's an instrumental. It's in the instrumentals. Nominative, genitive, locative, instrumental, dative, accusative, and vocative. The Greek and the Hebrew both have eight cases of nouns. To face, left pene. Pene means face. Lephane, preposition in front of it, page 515, the word face there, Lephane. And then the face of Jehovah, Ha-Dabar, Hashem. Li-Kafar, to make an atonement, PL infinitive construct, Li-Kafar. And then all, Naf-Sho-Tikem, for all of your souls, that's genitive, the souls belonging to you. All the souls belonging to you. What a story of redemption. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out. It is quite an evangelistic message that you wrote in these few verses in the Old Testament and what they mean in the New. Please, Father, use it wherever it goes in the world. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name we pray.